Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so excited to be with all of you today. I am saying happy Monday to all of you. It is July 28th. I can't believe the month is coming to a close as we get ready to go into August. I know I want to talk about that a little bit, but I want to say good morning to all of you who are here over on YouTube. We have a chat room here on YouTube, which we love, and I'll be engaging with all of you here. So come on in and ask any questions that you may have today so we can basically psychically come in and answer many of your questions that are stirring in your head. I also want to shout out to those of you I see, Quelly, Kelly, Lara, Renee, good morning, Maureen, Laura, hi. Terry Campbell is a One to Listen psychic astrologer advisor. She is here with us this morning. Good morning, Terry, and everyone else coming on in. I am so at peace this morning as I come and I'm with all of you. It is a very interesting energy. I want to hear from all of you around the retrograde time. And I was thinking it would be a little fun to do the signs briefly, pull a card for every sign for the month of August. And also, I feel about, as well as you guys remembering that it is a Mercury retrograde. And I had actually wanted to share some interesting news, really good news, because I had said something about real estate last week, and we actually had someone waiting for a little bit to sell their home. And of course, there are two great offers as of this morning. And it's just like, for some reason, with certain purchases, with certain things that we do, there are some really great deals out there. I love you too, Miss Kelly. Good morning, Tara. Hello, Chris. Candace. Hi, I almost called you Crystal. Crystal Candace. Hi, Jean. But I think that it's good affirmation in that certain things really do go well. Another thing we have to remember about the Mercury retrograde, and I know you guys are feeling it, it's a little feisty in Leo, but nothing is as it seems at certain trajectories or perhaps our timing. So if the good news is, if something doesn't take place, or if something seems to be upside down, or if something is in the pending file or the waiting file, or you don't really know what to do with a certain topic or something like this, then we know that we have an opportunity to turn it around, to correct it, to make it happen. If something isn't accurate or isn't coming through the way that we intended it, or the way we feel it or see it or know it can be, then we definitely want to use the retrograde to try to correct the energy. And remember, somebody says, oh, you can't really take that retrograde to heart and this and that, but there are some things we could take to heart. And that is that we have an opportunity to correct certain things, to improve on things, to actually watch things turn around. If something wasn't really working out, then maybe we have an opportunity to make an adjustment, or perhaps get something. We don't want to micromanage. We don't want to control. I'm not intending to mean it in that way, but I do believe that we have an opportunity to try to perhaps believe we can create a better outcome. I think that's the way to say it. And so I want to remind all of you, let me go through a couple of things. So I want to talk about Aries for a minute. Somebody said they closed on a house during retrograde and it went easily, and it really can. And you know what I think it is? if something hasn't sold in a while or something hasn't been purchased or you want to do it, you know, you've been focusing on it and things like this, I think during these cycles, you know, they come back and they're like, here, we're going to give it to you finally. Because it wasn't working out when things were going in direct or when Mercury was direct, right? So it's going to reverse the situation. And so it may take a tiny bit longer to close, or it may, and then again, it may just be maybe somebody tried to purchase it, it fell through, now somebody else comes back. People do return in retrogrades if they haven't found something else. I love that. And the same is true with vehicles. You can really negotiate some prices. So I want to talk to, hi, Annika. It's so, so great to see you today. Thank you for joining us. So happy to see you. Much love. And we're really glad you're here. For Aries, I think that it's time, you know, we have to understand that contemplation for an Aries is not very easy because they want to act. And I do believe by considering certain thoughts or actions, or with your thoughts, by considering certain actions before you actually act on them, right now more than ever, it will align you with what is meant to be. So these contemplating times, like if you're feeling don't jump, then don't jump. I really do believe this is perfect timing coming up ahead for you. And I also believe that you're so used to jumping on things or moving on things that right now you may miss a mark by doing that. So it's best not to. I do feel a blessing coming out of the blue and you being rewarded for your patience. So I also love that. I believe, haven't been with you for so long, I had to figure out how to do this. I'm so happy you did figure it out, and welcome. It is new here on YouTube, but we like to try to... I don't know. I think it's nice to connect in a new environment. Gail, good morning. I think it's fun. I think for Taurus energy, I do see some emotional happiness coming your way. And I believe after some time that you haven't, and even, and if I'm reading, I'm just pulling one card per sign, and through the first half of the show here, we're going to get through them. But I do believe that there is a reconciliation or a reunion coming for you during this retrograde that you've been missing out on. If it's a family member, if it's a friend, if it's a just somebody that you haven't seen in a while, but I do want to say family, friend. I'm not talking about old intimate relationships. It's not leaning that way, but I do see wholehearted happiness. And if you have to go to a family reunion and you're kind of kicking about it and you don't really want to go, I do believe you should go, and things like this. So I feel good about that. Ginger, good morning. Ginger is a 1-2 listen psychic advisor. She is also with us this morning. It's nice to see you as well. I think for Gemini, I do believe that I want to say cut to the chase, but I also feel a manifestation of something from very, very long ago is starting to come back into your forefront. Kelly, I'm thinking about you when I'm talking, but I do think something is coming back from the past in this manner, like a manifestation of some kind of career, maybe a temporary project. A product, a something that you wanted to do for yourself is now going to bear some fruit, and also an idea that you may have had long ago that is now coming back to the forefront of your mind. And I do see a lot of manifesting around that. I also believe that we, as Geminis, we have to be a little aware of the energy of, you know, that Uranus energy is very, very strong. I know you could feel it. I'm sure you could feel it. I haven't met a Gemini in recent weeks that can't feel it, so I'm sure you know what I'm saying, but there are some unexpected surprises as well around this, and you may manifest a different, I think the retrograde will help you bring it back in a different way, but a better way, whatever this idea is floating in you, okay? All right, so thanks for being here. Let's go ahead and pull a card for Cancer. And I do believe the Jupiter energy is very, very strong. I'm looking at the next 2 weeks, which brings us to the end of the retrograde. I feel like all of the changes that you have been creating all of the manifestations perhaps that you have put out into your own world, so to speak, as well as the people that touch it or that you touch. I do believe within the next couple of weeks, you're going to feel so much more clear about moving forward and leaving a lot of your past behind as well. So this is something about more of, through this cycle, releasing what you no longer need. I think Jupiter is here and very, very present with you here over the next, of course, almost a year. But I do believe the next 2 weeks is going to bring you some really good grounding and an eye on the, it's like the eye on the tiger, the new path, the new journey that is coming in. I really feel good about that as well. Leo, I pulled the King of Pentacles. I feel really, really strongly about the security, safety, and foundation of your own life and yourself and your being. And I do believe there are communications with people from your past, or someone you didn't expect to hear from that you are going to hear from. I do believe that there is a lot of, like, we love this energy for grounding around business. We love this about something maybe culminating into a bit much bigger picture than you have previously thought. If you are waiting for communications, this is a lot of communication via media or phone communication. This is also very strong structure around, it's a very good entertainment energy. It's also a good media energy, like the internet, communications, even an AI, anything, like something about this, anything that you do now will help you moving forward around your own worth and growth. So I love that also. And come on in, everybody. Good morning. I just want to say hi to everyone coming in. I love the vibe around this, but I also believe there's a much stronger foundation being built, okay? So even in, now this is a bigger energy, so it's a bigger picture, but I definitely believe that, and if any of you are going for employment, even here I see a couple Leos, or Leos in the room, I do feel good about that as well. I don't believe it's time to settle. I also believe you have to get yourself out there a little bit, but I feel really, really good about that. I think for Virgo, you're going to go through this period of really watching the people, places, things in your world. And I know we tease a little bit about the nervous energy, or perhaps it's almost like you are definitely going to maintain what is yours. And I'm thinking about why this would align with the retrograde cycle, but I guess coming up behind you in Leo, you know, you're not going to let anybody take anything from you. And if anything is unfair in your life, you're definitely going to straighten that out. So I do see a lot of balance. I feel like you're picking up, you have some pieces from the past that you're bringing forward with you. You're not releasing everything at this time. You're kind of carrying it forward, but I do believe that you're also going to keep things fair and balanced. And if it, God help anybody, if they try to take anything from you right now, you're definitely going to keep what's yours. Okay. So I feel really strongly about that. I also believe it's time you two moving forward will trip over something that's a bit auspicious that you needed to know. It's information. So I think the retrograde is going to bring you missing pieces of that puzzle to fill in, and also affirming something that you knew from the past as well, and saying, I got their number. So I love that. Okay. Where are we at? Oh, Libra. Okay. Maureen, I'm saying good morning to you and any of my Libras in the room here. I think you're in a letting go cycle. I think this is a really good time to release. I feel you're going to kind of just say, the heck with it. I think you're not going to be worrying about too many people in your world right now. You're following you're marching to the beat of your own drum, so to speak. And you're just going to be like, I always joke about this when I say la-di-da, just get on with it, you know. I definitely feel this for you right now. I feel a new journey is getting ready to show itself to you ahead, not course, not during the retrograde cycle, but you're definitely learning and will continue to let go of anyone in your world who is holding you down, because you want to be a free bird coming up ahead, and that's exactly what's going to come next. And I'll leave it at that. I think with Scorpios, I see a lot of courage. I see a lot of things coming internally that you're going to be able to attract. So you don't need to really put yourself out there as much as you typically do. You want to make an effort. You don't have to make an effort right now. You want to wait for things to come your way so they adhere to you. It's almost like, I'm laughing, but I feel like a glue stick, you know, things are going to start attaching itself to you like a glue stick. You want to make sure you're bringing in the right energy. Of course you will. I think things are really going to come together for you in a very positive way of connectivity. As far as your one-on-one relationships, it's going to be a lot better, but you have to be courageous, and everything that you worked on around your healing has to do with forgiveness. And the more you forgive right now, the better it's going to go. Okay. And the easier it will be to attract what it is you want to attract. Now, Sagittarians, I feel a very, I'm going to say this in a few ways. I see new love. I see renewed love. I feel a heart center of new self-love even, and your intimate relationship. If you're in an intimate relationship, I feel like getting brighter and better, and there's a fresh start, and there's a creative new energy that you're going to have in a relationship. If you're not in a relationship, I see brand new love, new relationship, new energy, a very heartfelt, emotional connection. And of course, I'm seeing some fertile energy. And I don't know why I do this. I'm thinking about Serena, you know, when I say this, but I'm teasing her. It does show up time and time again, but she knows I'm kidding. And maybe not really, but I do see a lot of fertile energy. I see new growth, new beginning for your relationship and your connection. And all of you Sag energies out there, if you are looking for new love, there's new love. If you are looking to renew your current love, there's renewal in your current love. And I really that. Okay. All right. We're getting through it, guys. Now we're going to take this through for the retrograde cycle. We're talking about the month of August. It's right around the corner. We are definitely moving along. I think for Capricorn, you are definitely going to go back into your heritage, your genetics, your bloodline, your family history, different, maybe your culture, but from your culture, maybe learning about other cultures as well and realizing how closely we're all synchronized or connected. And so you're going to go on this discovery of a building within yourself, coming back from how am I connected to my past? What's coming through for me through this, like your bloodline? And even do like maybe like what is the company now, like the DNA companies out there now, but I definitely feel this too, like you're coming through this this journey and this process of really learning your background, and then being able to going back into even maybe past lifetimes, really getting into this part of your being and your life. Learning about your history to know where, more of where you came from. It's very healing. It's very good. And then somehow I see a lot of profitability coming up. So there's some earning. There's a lot of potential. It's going to help fill in some missing pieces that you were kind of curious about that now will come to light. And I hope that helps. Okay. All right, we got two more. We're almost done. And then we're going to come into the room and take some great questions. I see some. And I want to talk about Aquarius. I want to pull a card for you, Aquarians. And I see it's time for an adventure. So I feel something that you want to do that you're passionate about right now is going to be calling you very, very strongly. I do see travel. I feel like you should, any kind of Aquarian, rising, Aquarian sun, strong Aquarian moon, I feel a little vacation and definitely travel adventure. something that you're passionate about, even if it's close by. I don't care if it's a day trip, a few day trip, a week long or 2 week long trip. I think the rest of August is definitely going to be calling to you. And I actually feel there's a lot, there's that Leo vibe because we're in that cycle. But of course, we say that Aquarians are 50%, we're 50% our opposite signs. At times. So you do carry that Leo energy within you too during this cycle, especially with it being a retrograde. So I think watch the ego a little bit and remember that it's not always, don't take it personal, but at the same time, escaping from your life right now would be a really good thing. So take a day trip to the beach. Do the whole, what did I say, that resort company that does the day thing for the pools or whatever, just get some water, get some great water energy going. Or even book a vacation if you can, a few days away. I think that too will be good. There are blessings in magic through travel and adventure, okay? So I do love that. Now for my Pisces, just when you thought, I think you're at the end of your road here a little bit around a certain topic that has really felt like it was holding you back. And I do believe things are going to change. And I'm not, you know, I'm not sugarcoating this. I do think you're grieving a little bit of the past. And I do feel moving forward, that's going to be, it's almost like endings, maybe grieving some endings, but really knowing even there is a new beginning coming for you. I see tremendous change. I feel, and when we let go of certain things, people, places, things, we feel like an end, or we feel a grief, or we feel like we have to close something out to start something new. And I see a lot of this happening. There is tremendous transformation. There is tremendous change. And I feel really good about that. Okay. So, I think I want to say to Hank, like, for you guys, it's like, hang on tight because change is coming. And it may not, the grieving process is okay. I want you to learn how to, you know, it's really hard to accept these processes within ourselves. But once we accept it, it moves like quickly. And then you have like this whole new beginning. Okay. So I hope that helps. All right, we're going to move on. Thank you for hanging in there for that. I just felt called to bring some messages in. I definitely want to come and take your personal questions. I know you've been waiting patiently, and I'm coming into the room. If anybody has a question, please go ahead and post it. Laura, I did see you first, so I am going to take a peek on that. And let's take a peek at the rest of you here. And let me start with Laura. She said she would just love a message today. So let's take a look, okay? All right, here we go. I think she's just looking for a general message. If anybody has a retrograde story to share, if you've noticed any great things coming out of the retrograde, that's a really great, you know, it's a good thing to share. It's positive. If you noticed anything that's upside down that you want to straighten out, and I know there, you know, during the retrograde, we seem to amplify, everything seems amplified in Leo retrograde, because I feel like there is a lot of things, you know, that we do, that we take things more personally and we absorb that energy. And I feel like we want to be heard and we take on a lot of that as well. So Laura, I think the recent changes in your family structure or environment definitely, I don't want to make light of this. There was, I think with your husband, your partner, everything that just happened, I do feel there's transition coming. I it's almost like a closure. That phase is finally going to close out. And then I feel new beginnings. And I also feel constructive ways that you're also going to work on more foundation building. You may be revamping something in the environment. I feel really good about that. So there's like a fresh start coming. There's a little bit of an ending leading to new beginnings. And you too are going to go into, I don't know why I see like media attention on something. It could be from Micah. I'm not ruling that out. I always say Micah. I feel like almost award certification, new program. If this makes any sense ahead, I do believe it's going to come when the sun's in Virgo. So it'll be after the August, but like late August into September, there I see a lot of this. So please let me know. I also feel something about the internet that you're going to be maybe building or working on, or maybe you'll be sharing more out there communication-wise and speaking a lot of your truth. So I do think moving forward, things look good. They look more solid. So you're not emotionally, I want to say there was an entrapment. Your emotions were kind of trapped. Like you didn't know what to do. When somebody around us hurting, suffering, we don't know what to do at times for them because they have to work through it on their own. And this will free you up. That energy is going to shift a great deal. There's going to be a lot of healing, but you're going to be freed up to do what you want to do. Okay. And I do see you sharing more out loud, and I feel good about that as well. Okay. Renee, you are so welcome. Thank you for that. Okay, now hold on a minute. Lara has something. Kat, thank you for that. I love validation. One of my landlords asked me to work on a project. She's just coming back from something I had said previously. Still waiting on them to get started. I know it's going to happen. I'm really, really glad. I'm happy for you. I think it's going to really move forward. And it didn't make sense when we said it, but now I'm glad that it does. And I can't wait to hear what you do. Okay. So thank you for sharing that. Things will move. Don't worry. You know, I pulled the King of Wands. I love that energy. I definitely feel like it's bearing fruit and it will come to fruition. And it says you're passing the universe's tests with flying colors. And that also looks like a smoother sailing from here. So you definitely earned it. Okay, Maureen, let's take a look at you, see how everything is going. And Maureen said, hold on one second, Maureen. Just let me follow up on Laura had written after I talked to her for a minute. She just said that her husband's, let me just get you guys back over here. Her husband's struggling with his family and the estate. Yeah, I know when we go through things like that, the estates, the families are horrible. I know many, many instances that have been so challenging. So sorry. You will definitely move past this cycle with him and things will start to come to a close and you'll be able to move on and do what you want to do as well. Okay. And I do see some financial gain as well. So things will keep going. I'm sorry you're experiencing that. Okay. Maureen, let's go back to your finances. She's feeling stressed over bills. Okay, let's take a look. I think also we have to remember that sometimes in the retrograde cycle, if something's going upside down, we can turn it around. We have to realize over the years that this is very true, and it is. And so I feel, even with our finances, as stressed as we can get, or I know for us here at home, so many things broke down and died during five so far, including my new car. But in any case, everything happened at once, you know? And so we have and we could tell what part of our chart is it activating. And if you can't tell, you want to definitely get an astrologer that can help you sort it. So we go through these phases of fear around, oh my gosh, how are we going to do this? Oh my goodness, you know, these kinds of things. And sometimes it's like, okay, we didn't get the call we were waiting for. didn't get the communication we expected. We didn't get the, it's like upside, like it could be communicating, arguing with everyone in your life. Maureen, I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to you because it's so true. It's like a certain area, maybe your personal relationship, your intimate relationship, right? And you're arguing on and on about the same thing. You know, everybody gets it, or your kids aren't respecting you in some way, or everyone is getting it. Work is upside down. Everyone gets it in a certain area of the, you know. And so I think for you, it's activating your financial fears, and you're getting ready to go away. So we have like a little bit of concern over that and things like that. But I know you're going to be okay before I even look. But let's take a look, okay? I think it's normal. So say there's a piece of us who, no, I don't want to say repeats the same pattern again and again. I want to say something in our lives continues to trigger us. Something is missing. There's a hole in our puzzle, you know, there's a missing piece to the puzzle. Those are usually the areas that really hit, you know? And so I feel that very strongly. And so your fears are being activated because this is your little hole, you know, your void in yourself that you get nervous about. But it always works out. So let's just continue that. Let's take a peek, okay? But it does seem to get you in a specific area at the same time. Sometimes it's our health. We get a cold and then we, you know, go back into the same thing. We get another cold. Just keep going on. And you look great. Really do. I think staying, you know, the one good thing, and there's more news coming too, that's going to show you that you're going to be so happy and it's okay. The thing is that it's going to turn out better than you expect in the smaller picture and the bigger picture. And even if at first, you know, you and your husband, I think even if at first it feels like it's going upside down, it's always going to turn upright. And so you may have a little squabble or you may have some differences of opinions, that kind of thing. I really do believe there's something there, you know, that turns it upside down. You have luck that way. You're blessed. And I hope that helps. Okay. All right. Let's take a look here. Now, you guys are always going to land. By October, you'll be really, really feeling strong about things moving forward. Okay. Melinda, I am so sorry, and I do not like to be right about that. She said, you said I would not get my new house due to water issues. The next day, huge sewer issues were found. Do you see me finding a new home and selling mine soon? Let's take a peek at that. And I am so sorry that happened. I was a little, sometimes I don't remember, but I want to come back and take a peek at you again because it is a retrograde. So let's turn this situation around and let's try to get you moving in the right direction, okay? Okay, I'm getting a number 9. That's a good sign for September. Let's hope. But I also hear September 23rd when the sun goes into Libra around that time. Okay. I know it goes in before, but right before. Or somebody can correct me to the day, but I definitely feel it's sun in that time. So, Melinda, we have a little. Now, it sounds like an awfully long time away, but it's not because by the time we sell, feel something, find something, we're right in the groove here. I like the 9 and I like the autumn. I'm going to call that out as a timing. Let's take a look. Okay. I hate when that happens. So
I feel like we need to bring a little bit of purple into your home. I'm sure you have some amethyst, but something else, lavender flowers. I know this sounds cuckoo, but I want to be a little cuckoo right now. Lavender, there's something about purple, there's something about lavender, there's amethyst, there's lilac, there's lavender, there's some kind of lucky vibe around the color purple coming up ahead for you. And I want you to really try to use that energy and just, you could even bring it into your space through imagination. You don't have to go spend money and do all this stuff, but I do feel purple flowers would be good. I see it a very new beginning. I feel you letting go and letting God. I love the energy around the sun in Virgo to Libra. So in September, things will really change. The ninth month is going to be accurate. And I feel like you're moving right along. So please come back and let us know. And again, I apologize. I'm happy in a way they found them because you don't want that mess. And the Four of Wands is showing me you're going to find your new home. That is a little bit of a delay, but it is a recovery delay. So it comes back around within the next 4 weeks or so. That's when you're going to have a much better opening. Sun goes into Virgo, but by the time the sun goes into Libra, it's going to be known. Okay. So you hang in there. We're getting closer. And thank goodness that didn't, you'll sell. Now, if somebody looked at your home from the past, also, I like this energy. It's very possible they could come back as well. Okay. And no giving anything away, also. That's what they're showing me. You don't have to give it away. Although, if you do have an agent, I'm wondering if you should give a little bonus, which would also be good. $500 bonus to the selling agent or something like this on the side. And I don't mean to do anything ever illegally, of course, but I mean some kind of, it could be even a gift certificate somewhere. It could be some kind of push. So they want to sell your house before someone else's, you know? But no, and if you're doing it on your own, that's better. But I do see this little bit of a bump in a good way from a bonus of sorts, okay? All right, I do hope that helps. All right, let's take a look at who is next. Lara, I cannot be happier for anyone than I am for you. I'm so glad it's working out. That was Melinda. Jean's asking about her out home too. I guess. See, real estate is a big retrograde topic. Any word that starts with the RE? All right, Jean, let's take a look. What is her question? Good morning, Kat. Any insight? Okay, let's take a peek. Super excited about that. Now, with you, I'm getting the number four. I don't know why. Let's take a look. All right, so I see your disappointment, and I'm not making light of that, but I am moving forward. And I actually love the eighth month. And I see wishes coming true by the ninth month. So here's the thing. When we get the energy of the Nine of Cups, sometimes it means because it's a bigger number, but we are coming into the eighth and ninth month, which I love. So my energy is here with you. There is definitely fulfillment, of course, at the end of this path for you. Now, someone, I have a question. Jean, I hope you hear this, but if not, it's okay. I want to just throw my thoughts out here on because of what I see. Somebody has to make more of an effort. There has to be, this is definitely a solid foundation home. I love the energy around that. There has to be either maybe an open house or this isn't something that I'm saying we could just kind of sit back and wait on. I think that there is something about this. I feel like somebody may have to try a little bit harder, and I think they will. And then I see you passing the test. I actually see a sale coming. I actually think between the 8th and the 9th month, when we get the 9 of cups, there is a wish coming true in a form in which you cannot yet see. And you may even believe now that you won't sell it. You may be thinking, oh, this is never going to happen. You're so over it. And when we do this never going to happen thing, or it's possible, or maybe, you know, I do believe that we have to kind of remind ourselves for a minute to come back to that positive thinking, but an effort has to be made. So if you're using someone to help you sell, they have to make a little more of an effort, but I do see effort ahead. I feel like August, September are going to be much better times. And I also think someone is going to want it because they're working or moving to work in the area. So it has to be fast. I feel that. And we have to remember the 9 of cups, when we get that, it is fulfillment and it is a definite yes, but it's a bigger time. It's a longer time frame because it doesn't happen overnight. So you're in that period now. I think it's going to happen. I'm excited about that. And I love that. Okay. So please come back and share and let us know what happens in August and September. I feel they're very good time energies for you, and make sure everyone's doing what they're supposed to do if you're paying someone to do it. Okay. Sometimes we could sit back and absorb the energy and let it come to us and we attract it. And at other trajectories, we have to like make the effort for it to occur. And I feel that's one of these times. In the meantime, your gut instinct about something they're showing on the outside, like whether it's a minor health thing, in conversation with someone you felt weird about, anything like this, if you feel somebody's in your space that's a little maybe off base or something like this, I do feel that also. Your intuition is very dead on right now. This is in addition to the real estate question. It's just coming in too strong to not say, okay? So I'm affirming something that you're believing. Okay, that's that. And I am wishing you tons of luck on your home. And you come back and tell us. Now, Melinda just followed through and she said she has amethyst crystals and lavender flowers in her home right now. So that's a very good thing. I feel good about that. I believe that there are blessings there for that. And I'm glad that you're already doing it. So thank you. And thank you for sharing. The timing sounds good for me too, for you. So that's good. We're in alignment there. All right, let's see who's next. No, Candace, I have your question. I didn't miss it. I just haven't jumped yet. I'll get there, okay? You're on my ring. If I don't answer your question at first, it doesn't feel aligned before certain things clear from my space, and energetically, I go where I'm called first, okay? I could see everything really well here on YouTube, so we don't have to worry about that. Okay, now let's take a look. I'm going to come down the list. Hi Kat, what are my ex Nixon's current feelings? What are his feelings? Does he want to reconcile, or is it truly over? Honey, I don't know why, but I'm wondering if he has someone else around him, or recent around him, because he feels a little wounded from something of late. I feel this, And so he's been a bit sheltered to move forward up until now with anyone. I feel that as well. So let's take a look at you guys moving forward. I do feel he's a little gun shy. That would be my first sense. But let's take a look, okay? Ann and I, Randy, also good morning to you as well. Happy you're here. Ann, you have to tell me what number I'm on now, because I have to send you, you have to tell me where we're at. And thank you for the reminder. All right, here we go. Let's take a look at Candace and Nixon. One second now. Okay, I understand. So the recent breakup was you 2 months ago. Okay, I got you. That makes a little more sense because I saw the wounding and I saw that it was of late. So let's take a peek, okay? And Candace, before that, was there someone else that you feel he was wounded when you did return into his world? In recent years? I feel like there was also a bigger picture and then a trigger, and then that's why I feel that. All right, let me take a peek, okay? Yes, a past relationship, she was told. Okay, that's so I think what happened was that he wasn't fully recovered from that, which sometimes. Of course, as humans, that's what happens. And then we get triggered. And then you come back from the past, you move in to his space, and then he's wounded somehow, something that happened or reminded him of that. And it's the bigger picture, you know, message. So let's take a peek. I think he's afraid. Too close, too much fear, that kind of thing. I have to look one other way, okay? We're going to go all the way with this. And I know you've been with him on and off. Am I correct about on and off? I really feel up until 2 months ago, you had it up until 2 months ago, you had a 6 year together time, and then you broke up. Okay. But there was something before, obviously, because I feel like it's a compilation of everything. Let's just take a look and see. I don't, honestly, in my heart, I don't, I feel like it's not over, over. I don't think you feel like it's over. So I'm reading through the you as well. Does that make sense to you? I know maybe more than before, you may be worried about it or something like this, because to me, they show like a little bit of a jagged up and down. But now it looks like more shut out for some reason. Like maybe this was on his mind over like in the last some months before the 2 months. It looks like it's been going on in him. He has this battle going on. He's afraid of intimacy. That's what I think, like for the long haul or commitment like this. So let me just look one more time moving forward, and then we'll. I just don't feel like it's the end. I just don't. I don't see it severed. I believe he's going to return. I believe someone else has told you that. Yeah, he's feeling the same way you did as well. And he's contemplating as well. Okay, good. I got you. Yeah, I think we have to wait a little more time. I can honestly say, if you're asking me cold, whether it's over or not, I really don't think it is. Yeah, you argued a bit before the breakup because he pushed, it's almost like he pushed you away for a reason in himself, like a fear took over. Maybe he knew he had to take the next step kind of thing, you know? Honey, I don't think it's the end, but I do believe you're going to reconcile. What the thing is this, when you reconcile, you have to make sure that he is not going to run again. You know, so I would say within a month's time, we'll have a much clearer picture. And I just think he's afraid. That's, you know, but I see love. I feel love. I feel you need to use this time for self-love also. And I do hope that helps, but my answer would be no, okay? All right, sweetie. It's not the end. I hope that helps. All right. Miss Crystal Candace, thank you for being here today. And thank you, everyone. I have to say goodbye to all of you. I appreciate and respect all of you. And thank you for being with me today. Serena, thank you for being our producer always and for everything that you do. I also want to tell all of you to have an easy week. Take it easy. Don't push too hard for anything during this cycle, you know. I know there's a lot of kicking and screaming out there. You know? We definitely don't want to do that, but I know we will. We're human. And try to take a breath. Stay cool from wherever you are. And thank you. And everyone, stay tuned for the amazing Lori the Love Sherpa coming up next. Bye, everyone. See you next week.